from Sister Joanna, as well as Mom Carolyn, Doug, Gabe, and Sam. Also on the 26th, we have happy birthday to Madison of Plum from Dad and Danny, and Ray of Cranberry from her dad, John, Mom Carol, and sister, Quay. On January 27th, happy birthday to Randy of Randyland, Sophia of Plum, Laura of Squirrel Hill from your husband, Alan, and daughter, Elizabeth, Joseph Kukula from your friends here at SLV, Joseph of Newcastle for Mimi and Sammy, Christina of Squirrel Hill for Mom Judy, and Garcia of Ingram for Mom Brenda and Grandma Phyllis. On the 28th, Cora Jane Korkowski, listening in Stuttgart, Germany, from Dad Philip, Mom Lisa, brothers James, Jude, and Seth, and grandparents John and Addie in Easter. Cora will be 12 on January 28th. A birthday very special to me because Ricky celebrates on the 28th of January as well. So does Abdullah of Brookline and Ron of Portersville. Happy birthday to you, Ron, from Carol and Zoe. On the 29th, Gina, happy birthday to you from Flynn, Zadua, and Anthony. Alexis of McKeesport from your mom. Megan of Southold, New York, from sisters Kirsten and Susanna, and Mom Penny, the girls, and Dad Pete, the boy. Quinn from Turkey City, Arn, and Nolan from Dad Brent, and your mom. On the 30th, we have Delia of Minnesota, from Mom and Papa and Judd. And we have Annette from Cali. Cora, happy birthday to you, Cora. I can't believe that on January 30th, Cora is going to be 8. And Ralph and your mom and dad and us wish you a happy birthday. George of Lancaster from wife Linda, also on the 30th. Beth and Emlinton from husband Bob. Ian of Wexford from mom and dad and sister Jordan. Casey of Springdale from Mary. Jan of Castle Shannon from Ken. Doris of Mercer from husband Chuck. And Arabella of Tarentum from your family. And did we mention Ty? Ty's birthday was just yesterday. Happy belated birthday to Ty.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure a person in uniform sends a card, delivers a card right to their doorstep. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in Pittsburgh, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio with its own player. Links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Strema, and Radio Garden, and our nifty Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728. We'll play Guess Who in about 6 minutes here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you.
But your door is always open and your path is for you to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, by the ink stains that have dried upon some line, that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing nor forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving through the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. And the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, summer sun might burn me till I'm gone. But not to where I cannot see you walking down the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some tree. My beard a rough and cold pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast in fun. That you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Saturday Light Brigade. Isn't that nice? That's Robert Ellis and Courtney Hartman with their version of Gentle on My Mind. Welcome, Brigadier. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. We're glad you're here, and we're going to play Guess Who in just a moment.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Good morning to Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville. She asked if we've played the song Snow Day yet. We actually have a few songs named Snow Day, but I know the one you're looking for, at least I'm pretty sure I do, and we have not played it. And we'll get that on for you as soon as we can. Right now, it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind. It could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living or no longer living. No matter who it is, we think it'll be a name you're familiar with. This week's initials are S. That's S as in Saxenburg. And S as in Sheridan. SS. Double initials. Good luck. You can guess as often as you'd like, and I'll let you know about guesses that are coming in that are not the one we have in mind, and that will help with narrowing things down a bit. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB. RADIO. You can guess as many times as you would like. Nick and Susan are in New York City and already have a number of guesses. Sonia Sotomayor, the Supreme Court Justice. Sylvester Stallone, Steven Spielberg. Sly Stone, Stephen Sondheim. Stephen Schwartz, Sally Struthers, Sarah Snook, Susan Sontag, and I see the correct answer. Here's a guess from Angie and Mars of Susan Sarandon. Not her. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Patrick is in South Park. Oh, but you've got a request. We'll get that on for you. Our pleasure. By the way, our messages are coming in a little more slowly today than usual. But as they come in, we'll do our best to acknowledge them. Matt and Annie have Steven Seagal, Susan Sarandon, Suzanne Summers, and Sylvester Stallone. None of those is it. Here is a guess of Sally Struthers. From a number ending in 6-6. Karen and Kaiser has Stephen Stills. Mike and Mars has Susie Snowflake. A callback from early this morning. We opened with that song. Sammy Sosa, I guess, by Angie and Mars. Richard on the north side has Sly Stone, Sydney Sweeney, Sharon Stone, Susan Sarandon, Suzanne Summers, Steven Seagal, Sylvester Stallone, Steven Spielberg, Skellen, Skarsgård, Shakira, Sting, Slash, Sinbad, and Sharday. And Sean William Scott. John in Economy Borough has Sam Spade, Sarah Silverman. The correct answer, Sushi, let me get that right. Susie Sue and Sly Stone. All great guesses. And you did have the correct answer in amongst your guesses. A lot of answers still coming through. Quite a few still coming through. And I want to try to get to them as quickly as I can. Christopher has a guess of Soupy Sales. I almost, I thought of Soupy Sales, actually. And we almost made it. Soupy Sales. Here's Christopher in Monroeville with Scott. I'm sorry, Chris is Soupy Sales. As I mentioned, our messages are coming in a little erratically today. Matt has a guess of Sharon Stone, and Scott Summers, and Caden makes up a name most weeks, and his made-up name this week is Sam Slickley. Sam Slickley is available to make any surface less slick. Now, with more friction, Sam Slickley is capable of making the slipperiest and slickest of sidewalks passable, more than passable, simply delightful. Look for Sam Slickley. Ask for him by name. Remember, friction is his friend. Gail in Stanton Heights has quite a few guesses. Steven Spielberg, Sylvester Stallone, Sonia Sotomayor, Stephen Stills, Stephen Sondheim, Sharon Stone, Steven Seagal, Susan Sontag, Sarah Silverman, Sammy Sosa, Scott Steiner, Sonny Stitt, good guess, Sam Sneed, Stellan Skarsgård, and Suzanne Summers, not the right one in that big long list. Ron in Edgewood, one guess, and it's correct. Okay, I think I'm caught up on all of the guesses that have come in so far. James, you might have been among the first guesses. But some of our messages are coming in reverse order today. Sharon Stone, Soupy Sales, Strawberry Shortcake, Sally Struthers, Sly Stone, Sammy Sosa, Stuart Smalley, that's a good one. Sylvester Stallone, none of those. Is who we're looking for. And not Susie Sue either, the singer-songwriter from Susie and the Banshees. Tom has soupy sales. Simon says Sally Struthers. Susan Sontag. Sam Sneed. Sammy Soso. Stephen Sondheim. Stephen Stills. Sissy Spacek. I'll read some of the new ones coming in. Sam Shepard. Silly Sally. And Stan Saverin. Trick, I see the right answer on your list. Also, Sadako Saki, Sasha Sagan, Sandra Santiago, Sherwood Schwartz, who created a number of sitcoms, if memory has me, Sarah Swati, Satyananda, some of these our names, I don't know, but I know they're... correct names, because Patrick is always good at introducing people. Shiv Shakti, Shathed, I'm guessing. And a few others coming in. But you did get the correct one in your list. Annie and Matt, you just got the correct answer. They also guessed Sarah Silverman. And how are we doing? Do you want to keep guessing? Do you have some more guesses? 412-200-5975. We can certainly take a few more. I'm just checking to make absolutely sure we're up to date. 412-200-5975. It looks like I've acknowledged most of our guesses. Here's Sam Spade. Guessed by somebody whose phone number ends in 66. That person also guessed Sally Struthers. Daniel has the correct answer. Rich in Freeport has Stella, Stephen, Sam Shepard, and Simone Signet. Molly in Kennerdale has a guess of Sam Spade. Sandy Serafin from Mike and Mars. Martha and Bill have Susie Snowflake. Everybody wants to hear Susie Snowflake. We'll bring Susie Snowflake back for an encore performance. And the correct answer, guessed by a number of people. Did you get it? Do you want to... Do you still need just a little bit more time? 412-200-5975 if you'd like to take one last guess. In fact, what we can do, we could have Susie Snowflake for an encore performance. Would you like to hear her again? Rosemary Clooney, help us begin today's program. We can. There she is. It's not Stanley Steamer.
Whee! Look who's coming!
Here comes Susie Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown. Tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you want to make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you want to take a sleigh ride,
whee!
The ride's on me. Comes Susie Snowflake, look at her tumbling down, bringing joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town.
They don't make them like this anymore. Susie Snowflake. Now, this played at 6 a.m. this morning, and it's rare that we repeat.
If you want to make a snowman, she'll help you make one.
So you need to be with us early to normally catch what we in radio call our prime cuts.
Come Susie Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown. Tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you want to make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you want to take a sleigh ride, the ride's on me. Here comes
Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights. Guest Susie Snowflake.
Bringing joy to
and Shannon Sharp and Sam Smith.
Susie's come to town. Susie's come to town.
And the correct SS, the one we were looking for, as determined by Patrick in Stanton Heights, Annie, in Eastern PA, listening with Matt and Caden, Ron in Edgewood, John in Economy Borough, Nick in New York City, and Amy just getting it in. In Uniontown, Shell Silverstein.
Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd scour the pots and scrape the pans, candy the yams and spice the hams, and though her daddy would scream and shout, She simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceilings. Coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas, rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the window, it blocked the door with bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal and pizza crusts and withered greens and soggy beans and tangerines and crusts of blackburn butter and toast and grisly bits of beefy roasts. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the wall. I mean, greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, globs of gooey bubble gum and cellophane from green bologna, rubbery blubbery macaroni, peanut butter, cake and dry, curdled milk and crust of pie, moldy melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold french fries and rancid meat and yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last, the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky. And all the neighbors moved away and none of her friends had come to play. And finally, Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from York to the Golden Gate, and there in the garbage she did hate. Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout, and always take the garbage out.
Congratulations if you came up with the great Shel Silverstein. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Mrs. Edwards. Weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Come on, let's listen to the radio. Don't you know it's been falling for hours and we really don't wanna go. We got snow piled high as towers. Icicles are hanging on wires. Dad's in the driveway squealing tires. Well, it seems safe to say that we're well on our way to a snow day.
Oh! in old snow pants. Her shovels just don't stand a chance. I think it's safe to say that we're taking a snow day. Come on, let's go.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Justin Roberts, who is from Chicago. He knows what he speaks of with said snow days. And hello to Penny, who just made a request for a song. Here's the good news. I have good news and good news. The good news is... we played that song earlier, but we'll play it again because it's a great song, and you mentioned it's a family favorite. So look for that coming from us between now and the top of the hour. And we're glad you requested it. And we are caught up. Actually, Dan and Kathy in Grove City, good morning. Not Steven Spielberg. The answer, Shel Silverstein, is who we were looking for. And Stu had a guess of Samantha Sang. Oh, it also said, is it us? It could be, but it wasn't. Again, some of our messages are more or less coming in reverse order here. Tony had a guess of Sam Stone, the John Prine song. Amy had a guess of golfer Sam Snead. These are leftover Guess Who guesses. And I think I have them all. And Mrs. Edwards mentioned Josie Carey sang Susie Snowflake. That would be on the children's corner. Now we have a game. Ricky and I were talking about this earlier today. I'm not sure where Snowmageddon suddenly became what we refer to when describing these storms that we only see every, 10 to 20 years. It's Snowmageddon. I mean, I know it's a contraction of snow and Armageddon, but, the one that happened in 1950 used to simply be the big snow or the blizzard of insert year here. But Snowmageddon came to be a big thing, and we decided that we'd think about what Mageddons are we missing out on. You've got Snowmageddon, but certainly there must be some Mageddons that we're missing out on. Suddenly I feel like Ed McMahon setting up Johnny Carson by saying, I've got a list here of every Mageddon that for example, if you were about to deal with the Mageddon that had to do with getting everything exactly in order because you knew you were about to be audited or inspected. That would be a ducks in a row Mageddon. Getting all your ducks in a row Mageddon. Or Mageddon, where you're suddenly going to be expected to dance quickly and with a consistent beat. That would be Disco-geddon. The Disco-geddon. So why don't I give you a few and see if you can solve them. This would be if you suddenly encounter an onslaught of black-colored birds. An onslaught of black-colored birds. And here's one if you encountered payments using blockchain technology. Any ideas what those are? You can share your answer with us at 412-200-5975. You can also challenge me as well. Those are fairly easy ones to start with. Every answer rhymes with snow, like ducks in a row, Mageddon, or Disco-geddon. So the one, if you're having to deal with blockchain currency, or the one if you're having to deal with a bunch of birds that are black in color, it would be called this Mageddon. There's a bluegrass instrument, and if you were suddenly dealing with an onslaught of them, that would be a banjo Mageddon. That was just sent to us by John on the north side, a banjo Mageddon. And while you're working on some of those, I want to get to a song. I mentioned we played this a little earlier this morning, but I'm glad it was requested again. It's going to take me a second to, I need to get it out of our done pile and put it back in our fun pile, so to speak. I've done it. This was requested by the Kelly family.
Come down the reef was the outlaw.
Well, that's not it. I knew that was going to happen. Shame on me. Bear with me. I don't think this is all getting to me just yet. You know what? It's going to take me yet another moment to get to it, but I will, I promise. Thank you. Gail came up. Oh, I like this. If you're suddenly dealing with blockchain currency, that could be Do-mageddon. I was thinking of crypto-mageddon, crypto-mageddon, but Do-mageddon also works. Dan, listening to Grove City, thank you for your kind email just sent. Oh, that's so funny. Karen wrote that Ed guessed Sarah Stout for Guess Who, which is Shel Silverstein, the character in the tune we played. That's funny. The birds that are black in color, if you suddenly have an onslaught of said birds, that would be Crow-mageddon. Crow-mageddon. And what about this? All of a sudden, you have a bunch of big box stores come to your neighborhood, one that replaces or attempts to replace your local hardware store, and one that your veterinarian might send you to. There are two particular stores I have in mind for that. And there's also Mageddon that's entirely artificial. Nothing natural about it at all. 412-200-5975 or 1-888 SLVRADIO. I found this song for the Kellys.
One day it snowed real hard, up against the fence in my backyard. It didn't let up until the dark of night, and when my dad got home, the whole world was white. He grabbed a shovel, hiked to the road, began to dig that driveway, clear that snow. I jumped in my snowsuit, I ran out the door, I said, can I help? My dad said, sure, grab a shovel. We're shoveling. He took his coat off. Shoveling. Just me and my dad. We're shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night long. I said, hey, daddy, daddy-o, let's build a snowman in the snow. He said, no. We're shoveling. Now get to work. Shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night long. I said, hey, daddy, daddy, daddy-o, let's build an igloo in the snow. He said, no. We're shoveling. Are you helping me or what? Shoveling, shoveling. And turned to me real slow. He said, isn't it about your bedtime? I said, no, 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 no. I'm shoveling, Dad. I'm helping. I am. Shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night long. When we finished, it sure looked good. We had the cleanest driveway in the neighborhood. I came inside, I went straight to sleep. Woke up next morning, the snow was 4 feet deep, and when
shoveling. I heard on the radio, school's closed. Too bad. Shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night. Shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all day. Shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night long. Shovel some more.
Saturday Light Brigade. There's a song for all those Kellys listening this morning. A family favorite. That's Tom Chapin. It's too. And Sarah's family enjoy that song too. Penny, thank you for your email requesting that. Let me clean up some of our puzzles. Gail knew the band Jomageddon, and the bird's black in color is the Crowmageddon. And if you have a lot of big box theaters coming all of a sudden, that would be a Lowe's Mageddon. Mick in St. Clair, good to hear from you, Mick, said, this is when you're never permitted to do anything. That would be a no Mageddon. Alan suggested, if your Netflix queue is full of movies with one actor, starting with The Godfather, that would be a Brando Mageddon. I kind of like that. And Mike in Huntsville did have Banjo Mageddon. Barb in Oakmont had Crow Mageddon. Okay, Ellis is in here with me. He's getting ready for the rest of the show. Technical Associate Ellis, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I know you've got some for me. Mike said, an onslaught of Christmas ribbon decoration.
Christmas ribbon decoration?
That one's not. Don't think too hard.
Oh, it's probably a Bowmageddon.
Bow, yeah, I think it is. A Bowmageddon. Thank you, Mike. Let me see if there's any others in here. Wow. If you really want your mental acuity challenged, get something that scrambles the order of messages you receive. This is a bit. We have it's probably the whole world of wires out there that connect all of us. Mm-hmm. I am looking. Oh, Amando Mageddon could be another one, Alan wrote. And Tom writes, there is an article in today's Post Gazette, that's a newspaper, about a Crowmageddon happening in Oakland. How about that? I guess. Okay, now you've got some, the big box store, the one the veterinarian would send you to.
Oh, that was probably the Petco-mageddon?
Petco-mageddon, and the one that replaced the hardware store.
Well, you said Lowe's-mageddon already, but I was thinking Costco-mageddon.
Costco-mageddon. Actually, I was thinking the movie theater, but you meant the hardware store, of course. I was thinking Home Depot-mageddon.
Ah, yes.
Home Depot-mageddon. Mm-hmm. Just slipped short off the tongue. You have some for me?
I've got two. I've got an easier one. I've got a harder one.
Okay, start me off easy.
So the easy one is, if every Starbucks employee rose up and threw boiling liquid at you, what would you call that?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I would be safe because I would not be there. Every star... Barista... Mm-hmm. Barista... But Ricky's nodding. Don't give me clues here. Baristomagedon? No.
I think more so just imagine if you were getting assaulted by a lot of coffee.
Hang on. Assault, not Brumageddon. Coffee.
It's probably really old slang for a cup of coffee.
Oh, cup of Joe-mageddon.
Yeah.
Cup of Joe-mageddon.
Cup of Joe-mageddon.
I like that. That was the easy one?
That was the easy one.
Okay.
The hard one now. So, imagine a big old avalanche of writing desks.
An avalanche of writing desks.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. An avalanche of writing desks. I'll just keep saying this while checking our incoming mail. An avalanche of writing desks. Oh, Alan, for Starbucks, said you could also have Espresso-mageddon.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I like that. And Mike had Costco-mageddon. Mm. An avalanche of writing desks.
Say, the coffee one could also be Cappuccino-mageddon.
Cappuccino-mageddon.
Yeah.
Writing desk could be a table, could be... That's where I'm having trouble... A kiosk, a tablet, a writing desk.
Specifically, yes.
You have to use this desk for writing. yeah. Mike just wrote Petco Mageddon. Isn't it nice to have this music kind of to fill up the spaces, I think. Tick-tock. I'm going to have to give up.
So, it's a Bureau-mageddon.
Oh, gosh. Why didn't I get that? Bureau-mageddon. I should have had that.
Now, to be fair, that's not a word you use super often. And I originally was going to try and make the clue about the FBI somehow, because that more people know what that is.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to word it.
How about an onslaught of wiggly desserts?
Wiggly desserts?
Wiggly desserts.
Wiggly
dessert?
Oh, Jell-O-Mageddon.
Jell-O-Mageddon. There you go. Oh, and we didn't give the answer to everything. Nothing's natural. Everything is...
Artificial?
Artificial in this Mageddon. Ooh.
Yeah, that one I actually was struggling with. It's probably so easy.
Well, it depends. Is it French, Ricky, this term? Oh, you should know this.
Oh, gosh.
Since you're fluent in French.
Oh, no.
So if it's not real, if it's fake.
Oh, Foamageddon.
Yeah, there you go.
I was like, wait, French? What's the French word for fake? Oh.
It's faux. I think we talked about Disco-geddon before. And, this would be if you buy too many daily number tickets because you think you're going to win it big.
Not a Lotto-mageddon.
Yes.
Oh, just Lotto?
It's that easy. It's that easy.
I mean, that's the French word for lottery is just Lotto. So,
Lotto.
Yeah, just with one T.
Does that, is that from like the root? You lose, or
I don't know. I don't think it's just you. Oh no!
Well, thank you. Wow, we made it to the top of the hour. We've got some great conversation coming up. Ellis is going to get our guests ready. Thank you. And broadcasting live is what we are doing from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, Alexa Bosick, Todd Chorosky, Ella Storm. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLBRadio.org/